And here we go with another podcast, guys. Episode 37?
Nope. Try it again.
137?
There you go. There you go. You forgot 100 episodes.
I forgot 100. I got the 37 part. I will definitely be going home and taking a nap after this. Guys, we got a great one for you. Tyler tells two tornado stories.
We talk about natural disasters. Yeah, with the hurricane
majority
going
of this
on
podcast
right now.
You got the hurricane Laura, whatever.
Laura, Hurricane
just
Laura.
Just hit land yesterday. So just praying everybody stays safe.
Yes. Especially your family. And, you got family.
Yeah,
close.
Yeah. But talk a little bit about Big Brother, and just get y'all caught up on everything. And
talk about my sister's wedding.
Yeah. Good times. Man, what a podcast. You're welcome in advance, guys. You're welcome in advance.
By the way, you guys will hear this during the podcast, but help me quit my job. 2020.
Let's do it. Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth.
And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and dogs. Yes, Nala. We were trying to get Nala interviewed, Nala, for this podcast.
We were.
But she did not want to stay on the chair in a comfortable seat.
I literally put her bed on the chair next to us.
I know. That was very disappointing. And what does she go do? Every time we're about to start the podcast, she goes over the door like she's got to go out. And you probably just took her out before I got here.
I literally took her out before I sat down with my coffee.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm in another world. I'm still waking up here. Got my coffee that Tyler graciously made. What are we drinking today?
We're drinking today is a dark roast called Death Wish Coffee. Skull and Crossbones. Now, believe it or not,
that's what I had last time.
I just learned that it is certified organic.
Ooh, yeah. Organic. Look at you.
I had no idea.
Bougie. Oh, shit.
All right.
Snap, crackle, pop, Tyler. Coming at y'all bougie and shit. Organic?
All right, you don't. Calm down.
Oh, shit, organic,
it's
Tyler.
Certified organic.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's good about that, though? I didn't know about this. But, like, I should have known. When you're growing coffee, like, they use pesticides. So, like, that's a common thing when you are farming, like using pesticides to like keep bugs and shit away. Same thing with coffee. They don't use pesticides on these beans.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Who wants pesticides on their beans? Of course, there's pesticides on everything we have nowadays.
There is.
We are probably more chemical now than ever. Like,
absolutely.
We're probably all radioactive. We probably. We'll all be growing an extra arm or a leg in the next 30 years.
Maybe. I look forward to seeing what my kids look like.
Yep. Hopefully they know how to cut their hair. Hopefully my children know how to cut their hair.
Hopefully your children know how to cut their hair.
Yeah, we still got the crazy hair going on. My hair is getting ridiculous. I need to get it cut.
Realistically, when you looking like that?
Huh?
Like, when are you looking like you're going
to
get it cut?
I've been wanting to do it. At this point, it's so long now. And I just got a big poof. I have curly hair, if nobody has seen a picture of me. And it gets more and more curly as it gets longer. And I just got this goofy afro thing, clown-looking thing going on.
Looks like a wig.
And, which, I mean, it's tucked in nicely. It doesn't look horrible. But I mean, I'd say I look silly, definitely, to an extent.
Silly?
And at this point, I feel bad going to a barber just because I'll look at my hair and be like, oh no! Get the fuck out of here! They won't have to deal with it. But it's really simple. I mean, it's going to be a simple cut.
When's the last time you put it?
Come off.
When's the last time you put a pick through it?
Not that often. They cry.
Do you remember the last time?
Picks. I got one in the maybe last week or something. But just to throw it all out, man, that would be a pain in the neck. I mean, man, when I take a shower, it takes like 5 minutes for it to get completely wet.
That was so weird when you showed us that.
It literally feels like a, yeah.
Like you would think that your hair would just soak in water, but when you go underwater and come back up, the water literally runs off of your head and your hair is not wet.
Yeah, yeah, it's so pretty strange. Funny. Yeah. Nala's over there gnawing at the door. Nala, chill the fuck out, dog.
Yeah, you've got a solid hour before you go outside.
She is not one of our fans. She's not subscribed to Unscripted Banter Podcast.
Maybe if you subscribed.
Nala, just subscribe.
Hey, you listeners, subscribe.
Congratulations to my cousin Tyler's sister. Over the weekend, she got married.
Yeah, she got married on Sunday.
It was a lot of fun. It was
that was our first COVID wedding.
First COVID wedding. Nobody gived a fuck about the masks.
No.
And plus it was outside. So like I would say probably people would have been wearing masks if we were inside. But I think I thought we were supposed to be wearing masks. We were inside. Nobody.
But I guess then you were eating. We were all eating. Plus the guidelines, all the tables were split apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not at this point, like, as long as there's not a bunch of elderly people and around and there wasn't. I mean,
not too many.
Any older people that were around were real healthy. And I think statistically, like, the majority of people that have died are even over 80. Like, you're really elderly.
Yeah. It was a nice wedding, huh?
It was a nice wedding. It was, it brought back some memories for me because last wedding I was at, I performed it.
Yeah.
So of course I had to compare it to myself and it was kind of funny, but, I think it was the first wedding he had ever done. I think he got licensed to do this one.
I don't know.
So,
I knew him. I went to school with him. I'm pretty sure I knew he was ordained already.
Oh, was he already ordained?
Yeah, I think okay. So.
So, you know. I almost about messed up the paperwork and stuff when I did it.
Did you?
Because I wasn't... I was certified, but then I had to turn my papers in to be ordained.
So how difficult is it? I heard it's not that difficult.
Not difficult at all.
So, like, if I were to hop on Google after this podcast...
5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Put a little ad out on Facebook or Craigslist saying that you can marry Barry and baptize people, I guess.
Yeah. You can baptize people?
Well, really, because it's like, or is it Mary Barry? Yeah, but like the three things you can do. Mary Barry and baptize, is that the third one they call it? I can't remember. But it's simple because basically any denomination or any church can just, you know, like there's not really a certain standard. Like, I mean, I don't think the standard is super strong. I mean, they made it simple where a lot of these just, you know, they're a church and they can, you know, choose who they want to be certified. Hmm. So
I think I'm going to get certified.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool to oversee the wedding. It worked really well. I was a little nervous. We had it done less than 15 minutes. Mine was definitely a little longer.
Yeah, the wedding on Sunday
probably
was
5 minutes. Maybe, 5, 10 minutes.
Maybe.
Less than 10 for definitely less than 10 minutes.
Definitely less than 10,
which I liked. We were in the hot heat. It was
dude,
so bad.
In the middle of the sun.
Dude, another 2 minutes, and I would have stood up and walked over by the trees because just so I could, you know, watch it by the trees. But
very hot though.
But yeah, you probably especially hot. It didn't help that I had long sleeves on. I wanted to wear my nice shirt.
You were in long sleeves and
so
jeans.
So I was in long sleeves and jeans. Yeah, that sun was. It was definitely in the 90s.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
But it went real well. And then the reception afterwards was great. That was fun. Something that I haven't seen ever before at a wedding, they did. There's this couple that I guess is friends of your parent, of Nana Poopa, right?
Yep.
Friends from church or something? Or
Just friends of the family for a long time.
Friends of the family for a long time, huh? Do you know their names?
Shout out to Louie and Phyllis.
Louie and Phyllis. Really, really nice people.
Just
and
amazing people.
And so, like, they must go to weddings fairly often. Or, I mean, like, they're older, so they've been to a lot of weddings. But they literally, he brings a 50-pound ball and chain. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so this, I'm a literal ball with a chain and then a lock on it. and you have the key. And what they do is they just quickly attach it to the groom's foot. And it's kind of like a photo op thing, kind of fun. But then the key is given to the bride. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a joke thing. And it lasted on his leg for like 3 minutes. And in fact, I booed because it was like, come on. He's got to have it on there for at least 10 minutes. Sure. I mean, he needs to get used to that weight.
That ball and chain.
Because she's not less than 50 pounds. So, I mean, that's not offensive. Most people aren't 50 pounds. So don't take offense to that.
Do you want me to edit that part out, sir? Jocelyn, you won't hear this part.
Jocelyn, hopefully Jocelyn doesn't listen to the podcast.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. She doesn't give a shit about
Jocelyn, this. Listen to the podcast. Gosh, we say nothing but nice about you.
But it was pretty cool. That was like an actual legitimate old-fashioned ball and chain.
Yeah, big ball and chain. Mm-hmm. I mean, well-crafted.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I can't believe that's the first time you've ever seen that before.
You've seen something like that before? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Was it from them?
It might have been from them.
It might have been from them. So but that's, I'm pretty that's sure. Funny. I was like, I've never heard of that.
I'm pretty sure at my Aunt Mee's wedding, I'm pretty sure they did the same thing to the groom at her wedding. A ball and chain. Almost positive.
And it might have been them. It might have been them. Almost positive.
I was younger, though. This was a while ago.
Like, I think somebody didn't. Somebody asked them how many weddings it's been, or maybe I was thinking that. Next time I see them Sunday meal, I'll have to ask them, like, how many weddings do you think that's been to? He probably hasn't even kept track.
That was pretty cool, though. The whole idea was to just distract the groom.
Yeah. So you just quickly distract the groom. And in fact, I looked away for a second and missed him attaching it. And
Brian was the one that attached it. Shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
Seth's best friend.
Yeah. Shout out, Omi. Wait, how'd you know we're best friends now?
You're best friends.
Did Deanna tell her? I gotta be careful. I'm gonna get in trouble with Deanna.
You're in trouble.
Hopefully she's not jealous like Sierra, and I get in trouble. But we've texted back and forth a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Talking shit.
Not usually.
Talking shit. But, dude, it was nice being the photographer for her wedding.
Yeah, cool. You did a really good job.
That's pretty cool.
Pictures. Now, did the other photographer get in your way?
He did not.
You sure?
Did okay. not.
I was like, get this guy out of here. I was kind of cracking up a little bit because he didn't seem like he was getting in your way.
It was a little bit of like Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't remember which episode. Do you watched all of them before?
Oh, yeah.
The part where they're using the telescopes, the spying glasses.
Yeah.
And
looking out the wrong side?
No. So
no, did he not do that?
No, they I forget which one happens first, but basically Barbossa, he opens up his telescope, his spotting glass to like look out, and Jack Sparrow opens his, and it's a really tiny one. So it's like a little bit of a play on mine's bigger than yours. Later on in the movie, Jack Sparrow finds like a super long one that's just like hanging over the edge. And like, it was funny because the lens on my camera was just
gigantic,
so much more massive than the other camera that was being used. It was kind of funny.
He goes back to his car to find a bigger camera.
It's like, fuck, I need a bigger lens.
Oh, that's funny.
But dude, that was my second time shooting with the camera, and I nailed the photos. They look pretty good.
That's cool. Yeah, you're doing a good job. You run around and.
Did you see the ones that I posted already?
Yeah. I saw a couple. Yeah. And you had some good creative ideas. It was fun. You took snapped some pictures on the way back to the.
Yeah, you were a part of the wedding portraits, sir. You were in the background helping out.
Yes, I held the.
You held the flowers.
Flowers.
I have a photo of you holding the flowers.
Oh,
sir.
Do you really? Yeah. But it was fun. Other than just being exhausted and tired for me, because I'm not used to being up so early.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Well, the heat, too. The heat. I'm not used to being out in the heat like that.
Now, the wedding started at 12:30, and it was around 11:50, where people are like, oh, shit, we got a half hour. We got to get changed. And I'm looking around, and I look at Poopa, and I go, you want a side bet? You think Seth is going to show up to this wedding, or is he going to sleep through it? And Poopa was like, yeah, no, he's not showing up. He's sleeping.
Oh, asshole, I'm coming for him.
Everybody, I think Aunt Mee even said the same thing. Everybody thought you were going to straight sleep through the wedding.
No, you saw the text, you're like, saw the text, Oh my gosh. The ring on my back door goes off. I got distracted because my ring, this is disconnected. And usually no one ever comes around my back door, but and it was like, it goes off sometimes, but I was like, I don't know what it goes off from. And I wonder if it, maybe the dog gets close enough through the fence or something. So shout out to quick change of subject, but
yeah, Seth is distracted by his phone over here.
Very good investment, the Ring doorbell. Very good security, and to be always have that, and it's such a wide lens, it catches everything. And as long as it comes on, but anyways, yeah, that kind of cracks me up and hurts my feelings. But yes, I am really bad sometimes about sleeping in. Nana always checks in with me to see if
does I, she
sometimes like if she wants a head count to
for Sunday for, dinner
for dinner, she'll let me know. And
I want to see what time you actually texted me.
And I was there 30 minutes early.
So you texted me at 12:13. And the wedding started at 12:30.
Yeah, I was there since before 12.
And that's when I said, oh, Seth's awake. He just texted me. And everybody goes, oh, he is going to show up to the wedding then. And then you said, do you have to walk a ways? I was like, it's not terrible.
And I would already, nobody was sitting there yet.
Yeah,
and
nobody was out there yet.
It was like 10 till. I was like, there's got to be somebody already out here sitting or just around. And there was like nobody I recognized at all. And there wasn't that many people even out there.
Mm-hmm. There was a total of 60
everybody
people.
Just showed up right at 12:30, basically, because it was about filled up. There was only a few, a handful of
chairs.
Open chairs.
Yeah.
Because one side was completely full, and then one side there was some chairs, they're empty. But it was a nice little turnout for.
I liked the
wedding. That was great.
I liked the ceremony. I thought it was in a good spot. Like overall, I know it was hot, but like right. The location of it was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah, that was my first wedding I've been to in a long time.
Yeah. Now, is there a certain time? I mean, it didn't seem like there's a lot of in that garden, like not a lot of blooming flowers. Is it just not the right time for the all the
for
flowers
the entire
to
bloom? Place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just all like, they all bloom at different times.
Yeah.
Plus, it's towards the end of summer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to say nothing looked amazing. You know, I mean, I guess I didn't walk. Is there more throughout? Is there more of an area like that? Was that the main area that we walked through there after the wedding? Like we
no,
walked
there was
that
more.
Middle area?
Do you know where we took photos? We walked through that little garden section that was really tight. Where
right, right,
photos.
Right. I was
there was more all the way on like the left hand side. Like we just stayed to the right hand side of the park.
Okay, okay.
It's worried. Bigger,
but yeah, it's a nice, nice little garden there.
It's for anybody curious, Toledo Botanical Gardens.
Botanical Gardens, yeah. It was a nice spot there.
Which, so. I was talking with Poopa about it. He's obviously really into, like, landscaping and flowers and shit. And, like, I never thought about it, but most of the plants, well, I guess not most, but a lot of the plants that they keep there, they're, like, bigger plants to where you wouldn't be able to grow them again, like, next summer. So you literally have to, like, move all those plants into a greenhouse throughout the winter and then move them all back out into the garden. Like the next following season.
Really?
Like they have the big banana trees there. They got like banana plants. Like those, they're not just going to die in the winter and then regrow again. Like you got to keep track of those all throughout the winter. Like that's a process, man.
Do they have a big greenhouse there on the premises?
I didn't see one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's something. Because it is a big garden. It's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, it's got a nice bridge. Mm-hmm. Nice, good sized bridge in it.
And like as we were walking around, there was like, I don't know, three or four other people doing like senior portraits, and like it's a really popular spot to take photos.
And it's free to go into too.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
like
just walk right in.
Like it's like a it's almost like a park in a way. Like mm-hmm. There's people just chilling like on the grass having
picnics.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Picnics. Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice spot.
It's a nice spot. It's nice to know about that spot now. That's really cool. It'd be a nice date spot. Take mm-hmm. somebody. Definitely good photography spot.
It is, it is. That's where I took Sierra's senior photos.
Okay, I was thinking that you had taken some photos there before.
And that was, I don't know, 5 years ago? How old is she? She's old. 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Yeah, so that was a good weekend. Your friend from high school, shout out to another Tyler.
T-Crib.
Is killing it
Big Brother. I'm still not caught up on it, by the way.
Still not caught up on it, but he doing amazing.
He just won head of household.
Won head of household, and then they had the vote. The live vote tonight. Mm-hmm. But then somebody in his it was him versus. It ended up being going down to him versus another guy that was in his alliance that won the veto and kept it the same. And two of the biggest, strongest players that have, like, old school Big Brother that have been really good players, mm-hmm. That have played, like, a couple times together and they're really close to, both of them on the block. So one of them are definitely going home tonight. Damn. So that's exciting.
You know what? I think I'm gonna get caught up while I'm on my trip.
Do that.
Since I'll have time.
Yeah. But really, you can just watch a couple of episodes and be caught up. They really catch it up. The first episode really sucked. It was all live, and it was just like when it's live to an extent. What hurt too is like the game they played was really lame. Mm-hmm.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, they had one of those where the balls roll and you got to catch it, but it was like really stiff and really hard. So it was just like there was a bunch of dead air like while they were playing and stuff.
That happens to some of the games though.
That happens.
Like the live ones.
But yeah, but if it's a good live game, it works really well. What was the one they? Oh, they were doing a cupcake like stacking thing where like they had to match three cupcakes to its color, but they were all jumbled up. But you can't take them off and put them on the ground. You have to just put them on another stack, and that was the one for the veto.
Okay,
and then the competition that Tyler won for head of household was a beer sliding your beer down like a on a long table like a what is it
shuffleboard
yeah just like shuffleboard, and he killed that. It was like the fastest time with the most points, and
he's always been good at like the weird
he's
shit.
Really athletic. Yeah. He's really athletic and really clever, and they got to practice on that too, and he definitely practiced. And then if you're close to the last two, how many you need to get to beat. But it's going really well. Tyler's doing really well. Hopefully, he was runner up in his season, got second place. He should have won it. He was definitely the best player by far.
I think he played the best game.
Played the best game.
People
were bitter, and then he himself admitted that he had too many like alliances in a way, and had too many promises made. So when you make too many promises, like you're going to have to backstab those people kind of in a extent.
And that's the way like people took it.
Yeah.
Which and is it's just it's part, of the game, it's part of the game, you know,
it just is annoying. Like, I mean, him and another guy too, that's been runner up twice. I think like both times he probably should have won himself, but people will vote. People will vote a lot of times
just based off of their feelings.
Yeah.
And not just, because it just respect sucks. To the game.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to. I mean, like, I feel like if you just took away from the, man, if the, say like the audience voted on who the winner, or maybe have like a second prize.
They have a popular. They vote. Do. Yeah.
Which I wish that was just more money. It's usually like 150,000 or 100,000.
Something like that.
But you're just taking away the part of the strategy of the game too is like mm-hmm. is being able to
play
to the end and people still like you.
Yeah,
people still think you deserve to win.
Dude, it's so crazy that it got on that show. Like, I remember for a long time, like, that's what he wanted. He was a huge super
He was a big super fan, huh?
Big super fan of Big Brother, like, watched it all the time. And I remember him and one of my other buddies, Zach, I'm pretty sure he auditioned as well. I don't 100% know. But I remember just, like, the time of Tyler, like, going through, like, the process of getting on the show. And, like, I know it was something he wanted to do for a really long time. And who would have thought he would be back on there again?
Yeah.
I would have never thought, like, he made it to runner-up. Like, it's one of those things where, like, cool, like, somebody made it on the show. But, like, how long are they going to last? And he ended up being like a fan favorite, everybody loved him, made it all the way to runner up, and now he's on Big Brother All Stars. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm glad he decided to go on there again, and he's fun. He's a good player. He's definitely smart, and seeing both head of how the both of the last head of households play so stupid, made just stupid decisions. Like, I mean, selfish, and definitely made it look where like other people in their lives were like, I don't know if I could trust this person now. You know, playing for themselves. You gotta toward. You can be start being more selfish when there's like six people left. Mm-hmm. When you have an alliance, you need to work as a team and play for your team.
How many people are left right now? Is it still a lot?
There's what, only two, three, third person? I think the third person being three voted out gone. Tonight.
Okay.
So what they start with 15 people? 15 or 16, I think?
So there's still a lot in there.
So, yeah, there's still a decent amount of people.
Okay.
But an alliance of six can easily control, you know, the whole house.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much with six people.
Do you think you could do something like that? Like, be shut in a house?
Oh, for sure.
You think so?
I mean, I survived COVID just fine. I kind of like... Yeah.
You survived?
I used to be more of a people person, and now I kind of enjoy my alone time quite a bit, you know? Because I've gone back and forth with, like, do I want a roommate, like, extra money, and then somebody to hang out with? And then, like, I just go back and forth. Like, I kind of like my space. You got a phone call in there. Uh-oh.
Yeah, they'll leave a voicemail.
Oh, it's our big deal. It's our big, it's a unscripted deal.
Dude, well, I was on Zillow last night. You know how we were looking for a place for the coffee shop that has like the store underneath an apartment up top? Dude, there's one in Elmore, which was the town that you said that there was a building there. I can't remember what you said the price was on it.
It's like 100, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But they actually have an apartment for rent upstairs above a shop. And it's so much cheaper than what I pay for here. So I'm kind of bummed out about it. It's only 600. But it's like perfect, dude. It's like small downtown area, apartment upstairs. I looked through the photos of it and it actually looked pretty decent. I was wishing that like I would have found that.
Yeah.
4 months ago.
When your lease is starting to come up, you should start looking for something like that.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. But
that's what I want. Know.
Yeah, I'd love to buy something like that, a building with an apartment above it and then a business down below. So,
by the way,
a lot of times a couple apartments and like a business down below or something like that.
By the way, listeners, support the podcast because I'm trying to quit my job.
Yeah, we would love to do this full time. This would be awesome. Yeah,
I actually have a
coffee house.
I have a goal.
Do live podcasts at the there
that before Christmas. I need to be able to put my 2 weeks in.
Really?
Yeah, nuh-uh. 100%.
What?
100%, my friend.
And do
between photography, podcasts, start my own business with photography.
Really?
Yeah, but before Christmas.
Really? Oh, dang. I didn't know you were interested in doing that.
Oh, yeah. I want to work for myself, my friend.
Yeah. You got sick and tired of me talking about it all the time.
Well, so like my thought is, I'm at that crucial age. I'm 25.
Yeah.
And I know I've learned a long time ago, but like I'm still learning that I'm really good at something that I can make money from. So like, why would I not do it? Especially if I enjoy it. Like I make decent money right now. Like I live comfortably, but like at the end of the day, the time that I spend away making that money, it's not worth it. Why can't I do something that I love, work hard at it, get to that comfortable spot again, doing something that I love, you know? So before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, so really, I mean, you should try to get your business up and running before then, too, because, like, I mean, I think the best way to do it is, like, a quick transition. Well, sometimes it works best for people to just quit their job and just complete, if you're able to, especially if you have enough money saved up to do it, like, all right, I have fun for 6 months, I'm good to try this out and, you know, or whatever.
But I need to just dive into it at this point.
Yeah, yeah, just dive into it, and you can even start getting your feet wet now and see what
I already am, sir.
Have you put any ads out there or anything?
No, not yet. I'm working on, I want a business like plan first. And then I want to work on an actual website and business cards. I'm working on that right now.
Cool.
Christmas, my friend.
Yeah?
Christmas. And then we're going to be rich from the podcast, so not even worried about it.
For sure. We got to get that, start getting that out more. But, yeah. I can even... we can get something figured out with making videos, too.
Dude, I got a nice camera.
Yeah. Something Tyler talked about was doing, I'd like to even just do a vlog of some sort, you know, and just edit funny clips together and like the day in life kind of stuff, kind of like a David Dobrik thing. But then too, I like skits. I like, small plays. There's, Fairbanks Farms or not Fairbanks. There's this couple of kids out of Australia that do really good videos. They're less than 2 minutes long and they just have a simple script put together, always humorous, and 2 to 3 minutes is all their videos are usually. Have a funny concept, and they have like over 1 million subscribers now. So,
you gotta work hard at something like that.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you can shoot it in a few hours, less than a few hours, really, if you have a simple script. And like I said, like, you just, I think we could totally do it. I just, I got a concept for the first video, and I need to just write it out real quick and, you know, and ad-lib off of it. I mean, we are unscripted banter.
Unscripted, we ad-lib so, all the time.
Yeah, we got to try that soon. I just need to, I got to give myself a printer, too, and write that little script out and give it a try.
It needs
ink. Oh, you do have a printer?
It needs ink.
It needs ink? Man, that's the one thing about printers. The ink costs about just as much as a printer does.
Well, I was at my grandparents like a couple months ago, and Uncle Scott was talking about that. He's like, yeah, I just got a new printer. I don't know how the conversation came up with talking about printers with my Uncle Scott, but like, he's like, yeah, I got a new printer. He's like, it's to the point where if I run out of ink in my printer, I'll just go buy a new printer with ink in it, because the printer itself costs less than the cartridges to replace the ink. He's like, yeah. So I'm just going to buy a new printer every single time.
Might as well, because they broke down quite a bit too anyways. Mm-hmm. So if you have a new one, you have to worry about
that. I want to buy a nice one though. I want to buy like a nice Canon,
mm-hmm,
to print my artwork out, like my actual photos. I know those can get expensive, but if you want that one, I can give you that one. That gives me an excuse to go buy the one that I want.
Kodak is a good one to have.
Kodak is a good one too.
The cartridges are supposed to be cheaper, like half the price of like, that's supposed to be a big reason to get Kodak.
You know, I'm all for the expensive stuff.
Yeah, though. You want to spend that money.
You know, I'm all for that.
Spend that money,
dude. So, do you have any updates on your parents?
Yeah, so I'm sure people are curious. They got the COVID. I mean, my dad's the only one's tested, but my brother has gotten sick, and my mom did too, and they didn't get sick as long. But my dad kind of has come in and out of it a little bit, and he was feeling better yesterday. The day before, he wasn't feeling crappy, so hopefully they're coming out of it. But man, that hurricane is sitting down there and it's moving through their area probably right now.
Yeah, I think it just hit land, and it's going to be hitting the Arkansas area pretty soon here.
I guess only a couple people passed away, which, I mean, that sucks from the storm, and I think they might have been just being stupid too, that like it was somebody parked in their car by the beach or something. Like, yeah, you're gonna get taken out. Like,
I mean, during a hurricane, yeah.
Yeah, you're in a hurricane and you're parked by a view.
Have you ever been in a hurricane before?
No, I have not. I will try to avoid that at all costs. So
I'm curious, but they moved out
quite like 500,000 people, for safety, you know,
like evacuation,
evacuated. So they did take precautions and stuff and all that. So hopefully, everybody will be, you know, be safe. So stay safe out there if you're in that. Well, by now, by the time this goes up, hopefully it's about all over. But yeah. 2020, right? Fuck, 2020. Dang.
So have you been... Random questions. So you've never been through a hurricane. Have you been through a tornado?
No. Haven't been through a tornado.
Have you been through any natural disasters?
No, not really. Just been near them. when I was in Northwest Arkansas, that one up in Joplin.
Joplin.
It was like a mile wide hurricane.
Yeah, tornado.
Thing was insane. Like took. I remember taking a bus up north to see visit family and driving through that area in the bus and like houses. Like it was like 6+ to a year later, and houses still just completely like flattened.
Dude, that doesn't even. You try to comprehend something like that, like a tornado that's a mile wide.
Yeah,
that is so huge.
Yeah,
that's. Like, if you're looking out my window right now and you're looking at the apartments all the way down there above that tree line,
yeah,
like, that's not even a mile.
Right, right.
That's so big, dude. I couldn't even imagine seeing that off in the distance. It's fucking stupid. I'm a big fan of, like, chasing bad weather like that. I love
really?
That.
Really? Yeah, I've wanted to do that with friends. Like, I had some friends that... like volunteered and got pictures, videos and stuff for the news. And I guess they, I don't know if they sold them or they got their gas paid for and stuff. Like, and I think they must have sold videos too or whatever. I don't know. But yeah. And they would just pile in the car and chase the weather.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought that would be fun. But I mean, for the most part, you know where it is. It seems dangerous, but... you know where it is, like, so you're close to it, but you're staying, you know, you know what directions it's headed, you're following it.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched, like, the Storm Chasers? Have you ever watched that show?
It's been a long time.
I remember watching it back when I had a Wii, Nintendo Wii system, had Netflix on the Wii. That was when they had Storm Chasers actually on Netflix. I remember watching it, and... even though they're in an area where, like, you can see, you know, miles away because it's all flat in the tornado alley is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, like, you never know during weather like that, like, where a tornado is going to drop. Like, the weather changes super fast. You could be on route and you could have an idea of where that tornado is about to hit and, like, how fast they were just like, oh, shit, you know, it's actually right here. And they had to, like, change directions really fast or... they were potentially in harm's way because the weather was changing up on them really quick. You just never know with something like that. Being through a tornado is one of the weirdest things ever. I've been through a couple. And I remember the one time, it was when we actually, I was super young. It was when we lived in the trailer park, like down the street from here. And I remember being inside of the trailer at the time and... I think both of my sisters were with my mom, and they were shopping. It was somebody's birthday. I can't remember. But they were at a store shopping, and I remember they shut the store down because it was a confirmed tornado, and they locked everybody inside. They couldn't leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they could not leave. And then I remember being in the trailer with my mom's boyfriend at the time and then his daughters. And I remember, dude, you remember these things, like, super vividly. I don't even remember how old I was. I was under 5. Like, I think I was younger than 5 years old at the time. And I remember sitting on the couch, and we knew, like, the bad weather was happening. And it was just, like, this weird thing to where his daughters were too young to understand the concept of what was going on, but they were still afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a weird... I can remember. I was at a weird age where I remember looking at him at the time that we actually heard the tornado going through. Like, we both understood what was happening at the time. Like, we looked at each other for confirmation, and I remember it so vividly, like, looking him in the eye when we heard it, like, oh, shit, it's right here. And, like, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I remember it literally sounded like a freight train was right outside the front door, and it just sounded like it was flying through at 100 miles an hour. I remember the trailer was shaking. It was the loudest noise I've ever heard, and it lasted for, like, 10 seconds, and we looked at each other the entire time. We were just, like, frozen. It was so strange. And I remember after it went past, it was, like, dead silent. And I remember him, like, opening up the front door, and, like, everything that was outside of the area was all gone. Like, the steps were gone, all the patio furniture, like, it was all gone. And it was just so strange because it was like, here is a grown-ass man who has the intellect of whatever he's got going on in his head. Like, I've got no idea. I'm fucking 5 years old. And then it's me. And knowing that I can't do anything to save anybody, and looking at him, he can't do anything to save anybody. We were just like locked eyes at like this hopeless moment. Like, holy shit. Like, hopefully the tornado does not go over us, because there's nothing we can do about it. And like, trailer parks are notorious for being like the worst areas to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Just because tornadoes will whip through trailer parks and just destroy them completely.
Oh my gosh. Just pick them off the ground.
Yep. And then the other one,
Was there other trailers messed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was completely gone.
Yeah, but we were in that weird area. Like, that's the crazy thing about tornadoes, is there could be one house completely destroyed, and then the house next to it is untouched. Mm-hmm. It's just like that weird thing. And then the other tornado I remember going through, it was actually at Nanampupa's, and this was the same thing. We were all super young, but I remember. I can't even remember. It might have been a weekend, because this was like everybody was at Nanampupa's at the time. And I remember bad weather going on, and we got the warning. There's actually no tornado sirens around their house. You can't actually hear them. You can, if you're super, super quiet and you're sitting on the back deck and tornado sirens are going off, you can hear the sirens in Woodville, which is 15 minutes away. That's the only... alert that you can get out there of a tornado close.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be super quiet to hear it. And it's got to be like, the wind's got to be going in the right direction. Everything's got to be perfect to hear the sirens, or you won't hear anything. And I remember sitting on the back porch, and we heard the sirens go off, and everybody started going to grandma and grandpa cars, because they were the only one in the basement. Nanampupa don't have a basement. And I remember sitting in the car parked where I park every Sunday at Nanampupa's, and I remember everybody going next door, and literally there was a tornado behind the house. Like, you know that field that I took photos of you, where we took photos of the sunset a long time ago and take photos of you for the website? There was literally a tornado going down like that back alley. Like, you could see the tornado. If you were sitting in the parked car, you could see the tornado like back there. It was just like the strangest thing. That's the scary thing about tornadoes, dude, is like, you just never know where they're going to hit. You never know if they're going to change directions on you. But they're pretty fucking cool.
Don't ever like say, here, tornado. No,
they'll just drop on you. They'll just straight drop.
Man, this turned into a tornado podcast. The one story you're talking about, the ex-boyfriend or whatever, I remember you telling me about that. So
it's so strange.
You told your mom the next day, yeah, this guy's a pussy, and she broke up with him, I guess, huh?
Well, he's no longer around, so.
Oh, good times.
Well, not good times, sir.
Yeah, not good times.
Not good times.
Well.
I can see the life energy just sucked out of you.
Yeah, I'm definitely not 100% today.
Are you ever 100%?
Yeah. Like, usually about 2 o'clock in the morning, fully awake.
When everybody's asleep.
Ready for life. Yeah, I think the big reason I like the night owl right now in my life is because, like, I am on call. Like, I own all these properties, and, like, I am the person they call if there's an issue or something, you know? Hopefully that will change when I have somebody else managing, but for now, I've just feel the most active and relaxed, like, late at night, because, you know, everybody's asleep, and they're not going to call about an issue, or, you know, or whatever.
That's the other thing about me wanting to start my own business, is, like, I want to feel like a normal person again. Like, I haven't slept normally in 4 years. Like, I haven't had, like, a normal sleeping schedule in 4 years. And every time I take, like, week vacations at a time, like, I get, like, set back to normal when it comes to, like, sleep. And it makes me realize that I definitely operate differently right now versus when I'm on a normal sleeping schedule. So, like, that's part of the other reason that I want to change up now while I'm still kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to stay on, like, the schedule for much longer because it's not healthy how much or how little sleep that I get. And, you know, I don't want Alzheimer's and dementia and shit like that. And my likelihood of getting that if I stay on a sleeping schedule like this, they go up.
I didn't realize it was that bad that way. That's how important sleep really is.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I squeeze in a little nap in for you later today, Tyler.
I actually don't. I don't work tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because I'm leaving.
Right. And you got to work all weekend.
Yeah, so I don't actually work in the morning, but I have to be... I got to check into my hotel room tomorrow at 3 p.m., so...
So really, you're only working just one day, Saturday?
It'll be... So I work that Friday. My schedule's going to be fucked.
Okay, it's Thursday.
I'll work Friday night.
Friday night.
Like, they start where I'll be... They're going to start up at, like, 5 p.m. So, like, I'm helping, like, a different kind of part of the operation over there. So I'll be there from 5 p.m., and I'll honestly probably be there the entire night. Yeah, it's going to kind of suck. But, like, it'll be fun because I've never been up there before.
Yeah.
But I get to sleep like a normal person tonight, which I'm excited about.
There you go. Well, guys, I think that will do it for today. Lots of good tornado stories from Tyler.
Nala, do you want to add anything before?
Other than your scratching at the door, Nala? Anything, any words of knowledge?
She's looking at me like, bitch, open the door.
Yeah, she's like, take me out. You're done. This podcast is over.
Realistically, she is the producer of the podcast.
She thinks she is.
She determines the time length of every episode.
She's not giving that ugly face, though. Like, fuck you, man. When Tyler puts on that, usually when you put on the jacket, right?
It's her thunder coat. Her
thunder coat or whatever, supposed to get her relaxed. She just gives Tyler the look of death. But guys, we love you as always. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe. You can follow us on Unscripted Banter. And Tyler, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Look me up.
Yeah, boy.
Trying to promote myself.
Need your wedding pictures or whatever, you know, or some...
It is officially... I'm going on campaign 2020. Help me quit my job.
There you go. 2020. Hopefully the light at the end of the tunnel for Tyler this year, out of this crazy year, will be Tyler
being able to work
for himself. And let's hopefully...
Think about the freedom we'll have when I'm able to do that.
I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see... I'd love to be able to contribute to that, too. Guys, thank you as always. And I think that will do it for us.
I think that'll do, sir.
That will do, donkey. That'll do.
That'll do. Well, if Sierra listens to this podcast, she already shut it off listening to that part. She hates Shrek. Cheers.
Cheers.
Pretty good coffee, huh?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.